What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Curacao Presidential Candidate Wannabe Vivek Ramaswamy is a Zionist Minion. So a lot of you guys out there have been asking me, yo, Omar, what's your take about this Curacao Vivek Ramaswamy or whatever the hell his Indian name is? The guy is number two after Trump. And I did my research about him, guys. He is a Zionist minion, just like all of them are. Now, I just got out of the ocean like 3 minutes ago, guys. This is why I'm kind of wet. It's not sweat. I just got out of the ocean, and the ride from the ocean to the Starbucks is about 13 minutes. So I wash my clothes in the ocean, and then when I come out, I take a fresh water shower. With the clothes on, obviously, duh, you ain't gonna take a naked shower, you know, in public, but who gives a flying fuck, right? So, I bathe in the ocean because it's great for your skin, it's great for your toes, and then when I come out, guys, I take a freshwater shower with my clothes on. I also wash my clothes in the ocean, and then I take a freshwater shower, I put my deodorant on. I got my deodorant right next to me. I'm not gonna put it on camera for you because, you know, that's just too much work for me. So the Florida weather is so freaking hot and humid, guys, that by the time I make it to Starbucks, I'm pretty much dry, you know. So anyways, going back to the point of this video, Vivek Ramaswamy is a Zionist minion. So like TFM said in one of his live streams a long time ago, Vivek is nothing more than a dark horse. You know, this is somebody that the Jews put up, that everybody has to gather around, you know, kind of like Andrew Yang. You guys remember Andrew Yang 4 years ago? All of a sudden he came out of nowhere and then he pretty much disappeared. It's the same thing with Vivek. Now, Vivek, guys, if you go to his campaign website, Vivek 2024, you'll realize that he is a New York Times bestseller. Guys, you don't get on the New York Times bestseller unless the Jews put you there, okay? And he also is a co-founder of some sham pharmaceutical company that was put on the stock market, and now he's a multi-billionaire. Guys, you don't get on the New York Times bestseller and on the stock market unless the Jews put you there. You guys, at the end of the day, need to understand, man, Vivek is all talk, kind of like Andrew Tate was all talk. And at the end of the day, guys, he's Team Zionism, okay? He's probably not gonna win. And even if he did, it's gonna be... imagine having a Curacao president. And not just having a Curacao president, but a Curacao president who gets mocked by freaking Yogi Yob. So all the hate, all the anger he had growing up, being not respected because he's a freaking Curacao, he's gonna take that out on us by lockdown, CBDC, communism, all that stuff, guys. At the end of the day, I just want you guys out there to understand, man, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, the Jews don't shine a light on you unless you're one of two things, man. Unless you're controlled opposition like Trump or Vivek, or you are stupid idiots like Black Lives Matter. If you guys are a real threat to the Jews, it's going to be as if you don't even exist. You know, MGTOW TV, guys, I can't advertise MGTOW TV. I can't. They won't let me. Google will not let me advertise MGTOW TV. I know a lot of you guys out there have been saying, yo, Omar, you should get new people on MGTOW TV. I would love to get new people on MGTOW TV. I can't advertise MGTOW TV on the Google network, whether it's Google Ads, YouTube. If you go to Google and you type in MGTOW, all you're gonna see is like anti-MGTOW articles, you know, going back, you know, 4 or 5 years. MGTOW TV doesn't even show up on the Google search results. This is what I want you guys to understand. If you are a true threat to the Jews, it will be as if you don't exist. So now you have this Vivek guy coming out, you know, saying, I'm going to cut aid to Israel. I'm going to hold the Jews accountable. Again, he's just one of the, he's just a release valve, like Rumble, Steven Crowder, Alex Jones. He is simply a release valve for all the people out there who are like, it's the Jews. Well, now we have this guy who's going to battle the Jews. Remember, guys, trust the plan. QAnon or Q, you know, trust the plan. Everything is going to be all right. Turned out to be like a CIA psyop. It's the same thing with Vivek, guys. Whether it's Vivek, it's Trump, they're all just misleading you, really wasting your time more than anything else by giving you false hope. You guys need to understand, man. Trump passed the red flag laws. The red flag laws are the single most anti-Second Amendment, anti-gun right laws in America. Trump passed the red flag laws, okay? Trump, according to TFM, he printed out more money than any president in American history. In fact, according to TFM, Trump printed three times as much money as the ninja in office before him. That's Obama. So the inflation we have today, guys, is because Trump printed out all that money, okay? And another thing to keep in mind, Trump was the guy behind Operation Warp Speed, you know? The reason why billions of people have the Scamarona vaccine, Trump was the guy behind it. So, you know, like the old Arab saying says, you know, special thanks to Sheikh Imran Hussein for pointing it out, you know, the dogs will keep on barking, the caravan will keep on moving. That's exactly what's happening, guys. CBDC is coming, vaccine passports are coming, everything is going to the Jewish plan. I don't care what Rumble does, I don't care what Steven Crowder does, I don't care what Russell Brand does, I don't care what Alex Jones does, I don't care what Andrew Tate or Fresh and Fit do. At the end of the day, guys, what the Jews want to do will happen. And all these controlled opposition leaders out there, guys, they're just gonna mislead you, waste your time. So I don't want anybody here to actually put any stock thinking that Vivek Ramaswamy is actually gonna do anything. Trump ain't gonna do anything. I honestly don't know if we will make it until 2024, to be honest with you. I don't think we're gonna make it until the 2024 election, guys. I mean, if the Jews bring back Scamarona restrictions, they introduce CBDC, inflation is runaway, which they can make it happen like this, it's pretty much going to be over for us, you know. If the Jews have everything their way, which they will. See, the only thing, real talk, guys, real motherfucking talk. The only thing, the only one thing that can keep the Jews from getting things your way is if you American people pick up your guns. That's the only thing that's gonna save you from the evil Jew. It's not Vivek, it's not Steven Crowder, it's not Rumble, it's not a fucking Mr. Donald Trump who went to the Zionist state and bowed down in front of AIPAC. Even Ron DeSantis himself can't save you, you know. Have you guys noticed that Ron DeSantis popularity went down after he went to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel? Yeah! Why? What happened? What happened, guys, is that the Jews told him, hey, Ron, take a fall, bro. Just take a fall. And that's exactly what's happening, you know. See, this is what you guys need to understand about the Jews. Every couple of years, they have to bring somebody to the forefront that you, the Goyim, believe in. First it was Fresh and Fit, you know, first it was Fresh and Fit, then it was Hamza, then it was Andrew Tate, you know, first it was Trump, now it's then it was Ron DeSantis, Then it was Vivek Ramaswamy. See, this is what you guys need to understand, man. The Jews will always, always bring new people to the forefront for you guys to believe in, you know? It's the same thing with fucking actors, you know? Every couple of years, there's a new hot guy, hot girl. You know, you guys remember the guy, you know, from Twilight, you know? Whatever happened to him, right? Britney Spears, whatever happened to that nutcase, right? See, this is how the Jews operate when it comes to controlled opposition, guys. They're always, always bringing somebody to the forefront for you retards out there to believe in that person and be like, oh, yeah, that's the person who's going to lead us to the promised land. That's the person who's going to, you know, save us. And no, no, it's just controlled opposition, guys. Ain't nobody coming to save you. The only way you all can save yourself from the evil Jew is to use your guns. Now, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Why? You see, a lot of people out there, guys, need to die. I mean, when Jesus comes back, you guys, okay, you guys got to use your brain, okay? Ask any dirty Jew, who is the Messiah? They'll tell you the Messiah is anybody but the son of Mary. That's Jesus, for those of you guys who don't know any better, okay? I told you this before. When I was going down to Miami a couple of months ago, I saw a sign with a Jewish priest on it, and it said, Mashugana is here. The Jewish Messiah, Moshiach, that's what they call him. The Moshiach is here. I call him the Mashugana because he's crazy, okay? The Jewish Mashiach is here. This is why the Jews are terraforming the planet in anticipation for the public revelation of Mashiach. Now, if you are Christian, you will realize that the Jewish Mashiach is the Antichrist. If you are Muslim, you will quickly realize that the Jewish Mashiach is the Dajjal, the great deceiver. Now, Jesus is going to come back and he's going to kill the Dajjal / Antichrist / the Mashugana. Now, when Jesus comes back, you guys need to understand, Jesus is not going to do what he did 2,000 years ago. He's not going to walk among the wicked. Get that through your head. When Jesus comes back, only the Salahun, only the righteous will be here. So all the wicked people out there, all the Shaniquas, Shenanis, you know, all these hoes who bust their pussy wide open on the internet, you know, all these simps and soy boys out there, a lot of people out there have to die. Get that through your mind, guys. A lot of people out there, they have to die. Now, maybe the vaccine is going to kill them. In a perfect world, all the wicked people will be killed by the Scamarona vaccine. That way, you and I can take their Boeing 747s and their Bugattis. Or it might just be a catastrophic war that's going to send us back into the Stone Ages. I don't know. I'm not God, guys, okay? So this is why I'm telling you guys out there, the only way to save yourself from the big bad Jews is to use your guns. In fact, Islam tells us the extermination of the Jews is going to be so glorious, a tree is going to talk and say, hey, faithful believer of God, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him. Are trees going to talk? Absolutely not, guys. But this just goes to show you that the extermination of the Jews is going to be so glorious, guys, okay? It's pretty much going to be like the extermination of the Canaanites, right? Now, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. You know, just because you're a Jew doesn't mean you need to be exterminated. I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg. I'm not talking about Halsey. I'm definitely not talking about me. I'm simply talking about the Mark Zuckerbergs, the George Soros, you know, the people who are responsible for everything wrong and bad that's happening to the world. Those are the ones who need to be exterminated. And again, can't stress this enough. At least 50, maybe 80, 90% of mankind needs to be exterminated first. So this is why I'm telling you guys right now, guys, get your money right, get your get the fuck out of the West and fuck hot bitches. It's okay if you want to fight the good fight here in America, just don't do it with guns. Don't do it yet, because again, you guys need to understand the extermination of the Jews is probably gonna happen after the United States of America is over. So for the foreseeable future, guys, okay, until America falls, I'm talking like falls, you know, Mad Max. So until Mad Max happens here in America, or we are just so nuked that, you know, we go back to the Stone Ages, don't use your guns, okay? All you guys can do until then, all you guys can do is get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, fuck hot bitches, okay? Now, if you want to stay back here in America and, you know, fight the good fight, and there's nothing wrong with trying to fight the good fight here in America, don't use physical means. Now, I don't say violence, because, you know, like the former Satanist Mark Passio said, violence comes from violate, okay? If I'm walking down the street minding my own damn beeswax, and you come up from behind me and you do what the black people do in New York, they like do the knockout game, or they punch you to knock you out and steal your shit. If I'm walking down the street minding my own damn business and you try to knock me out, you know, and you don't succeed and I beat the shit out of you, that's not violence, because you violated me, I retaliated. That's violence on your part. It's not violence on my part. The Jews have committed all sorts of violence against you goyim for the past 100 years. So you goyim, you have the absolute right to retaliate against the Jews, and it's not violence, because they violated you and you have the right to go up against the Jews. But again, like my acting teacher back in Hollywood used to say, there's always time for naked time, just not now. And this is a Mitwali quote you all can write down. There's always time to exterminate the Jews, just not now. And again, guys, I'm talking about the evil Jews. I'm talking about the Zuckerbergs, the George Soros, you know, the guys who are responsible for burning down the homes in Maui just so the Jews like Mark Zuckerberg can take their land. Those are the ones that you need to exterminate. It's not Halsey. It's not Martin Goldberg. It's not me. You know, it's not Shlomo, who owns a deli down the end of the street, minds his own business, you know, goes to the temple, you know, prays to the God of Adam. That's not the Jew that you guys want to get rid of. If anything, those would be the type of Jews that you guys want to support. Because you guys have to understand, at the end of the day, only Jews can fight Jews. This is why Jesus is coming back. Muhammad ain't coming back. Jesus is coming back. Only a Jew can defeat a Jew. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Vivek Ramaswamy, or whatever that Curly Sales name is, he's just another Zionist puppet. He's probably going to disappear. And even if he does become president, again, the dogs will keep on barking while the caravan keeps on moving. The Jews are going to get everything they want. And Vivek Ramaswamy is going to give it to them on a golden platter, just like Donald Trump gave everything to the Jews on a golden platter. And Vivek Ramaswamy will do that, and he'll actually do even worse, because he's a curry sale. He hates the fact that he's fugly and he's short, so he's going to take all that pent-up anger, rage on us. You know, imagine Yogi Obes becoming president, but worse, okay? That's Vivek, the curry sale for you. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace!